We're on page Shin Nun Hei, and we're talking about, he's calling the topic Kiruv Verichu. If I connect myself to things, why disconnect myself from things? So, on a poishim a nine veroin nois. We open up our eyes and we see the nos, the beautiful view. Shoimin, medabim, rashmach oniyot. We hear different sounds of cars, taste different things. We're used to a olam hagashmi, a physical world. So, which tape are you using?
Miras.
Oh, yeah, Shin Nun Aleph. Yeah. So, we're used to, from day one, we interact with things in a physical basis. I hear it, I taste it, I see it. And the truth is that even that is very, very much guided by what's important to us and what's not important to us. You know, there's a Gemara that says that if a person, two witnesses, they interrogate the witnesses and they say, we saw somebody murder somebody else. And they ask him, was there a lamp pole over there? And he said, no. And there was a lamp pole there. There's still kosher eggs. So that the president doesn't pay attention one way or the other, but it's a lamp pole. Now, something that's not important to you, don't pay attention to. You. I was talking to somebody in America, and it was at a little garden in front of our apartment, and he says, oh, this beautiful music. He says, no music. It was the birds were chirping. So I didn't even hear it. Since then, I started hearing it. It's a mess. Because I had to hear it. That a symphony orchestra that has set up for us. All these beautiful things just to make life more pleasant for us. So, yeah. So that's part of life, paying attention to things. And the truth is, what I pay attention to is really guided by how I define myself. If I'm a totally physical being, then I just pay attention to things that satisfy my physical needs or desires. If I have a deeper picture of myself, a spiritual being, or what I say more so, the being that interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything changes. Then I even pay attention to more physical things that were otherwise, but with a different eye. I see the sky, that beautiful blue sky. It's not just, okay, another blue sky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world in such a fashion that even made the sky a pleasant color. It could have made the sky gray the whole time. Yeah. And like I said, you see the different wildlife jumping around and doing their thing. You see also the wonders of the breeze. Or pay attention even without looking outside of ourselves, our own body. How we walk and amazing things that happen. I'll call upon him, but that's the starting point. The starting point is our interaction in the world is through physical chaos. Our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth. The spiritual world is something which is hard for a person to have a picture of the spiritual world because our physical tools have no way of measuring it. Yeah, and we know that the third of the Yudian Ligurim that Kosh Vohu has no physical part to himself. Quotes from the Rambam in Soyde Atoyu. I'm a foolish but turban if even Shem Kosh Vohu Guf Muvia Shemem Ki Hashem Uerli Keichem Uerli Kim Nashemayim Malach Metochot Guf Lo Yiyah Vishtem Akoyim. Hashem is in the heavens and it's on the earth. You can't have a physical body either here or there. If you learn anything to Muna. Okay. I and Torah sometimes does use there's a word for it. It uses that's not the right word, but it's just a better word for it. What? Oh, that sounds good. Okay. Basically, the Hashem is described as in human terms, right? It's just for us to be able to have some type of mental perception of the concept, but it doesn't mean it's a physical being. Okay. The Rambam is very machmir on this, in the third parak of Tshuva, Halacha Zayin, he says, a person who is a min is a non-believer, is even if he says there is a God, but he has a body, physical body, he is a min, he's a non-believer. The Rambam says that even though it's one of the ikarim of our belief, but the Maisha, person makes a mistake about that, any royal choice of min, he doesn't deserve to have such a bad title. I'll call upon him as a terrible. It's definitely very much against the Jewish religion to picture Kosh Bo as a physical entity. Once again, we still have a hard time have physical, spiritual, picturing a physical, spiritual concept. Rambam in the one place it says that Olam Haba, we have really no way of describing Olam Haba. We know it's a place of tremendous pleasure. The pleasure is physical, is spiritual, so we don't really have the tools to quantify. Chazal say it's greater than all the pleasures of the Mazik. You said when the Yetzer of Agazor was still around, there was a big Nisoyan, Vishulchan Yisrael Shalom Hashem Zabuyah. That was part of the Yetzer of Agazor, to make a statue that represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. We own Baruch Hashem. Yeah. One down, Yetzer of Agazor. We have a new modern day Yetzer of Agazor. Yeah, those are the things that everyone's bowing down to nowadays. Okay, next page. So, yeah. Because even by the Nebuchadnezzar asserts the difference, Hashem stresses, you could not see any physical being there at the time of the Shemite. He heard a call, he heard a voice from the Shemite. Yeah. So, and Hazino says that they Yizdatu the Shaykh of Eloah, they brought their sacrifices to the demons, were not a god, powers, they didn't really know. Mikorah boil, something new came close to them. Yeah. Mikorah boil, he says, I mean, from the surroundings, now something inside. Those days is inside, you get your handheld Avodah Zarah. You used to walk around with it. You get a desktop version, you get a house version, big one. It's all, the idea of Avodah Zarah that Mashiach always says is Kapshuta. Avodah Zarah. Zan is something which is disconnected, it's foreign, it's a foreign God. That's the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something that the person, the character himself, is really foreign, and there's no interaction really happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim Kriyvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. There's a real relationship going on now between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the thing that makes us so special. Now there's a lot of talk about this, artificial intelligence. You know, it's taking over, machines taking over humanity, the other way around, it's serving humanity. Yeah, each one has a say on the matter. But I want to say one, if we really appreciate the human mind, this artificial intelligence, even though it does some things quicker than we do, but the whole gamut of the human mind is nothing compared to the human mind. But the problem is, and this is the starting point of everything in life, a person has to realize his greatness. The Goyim have taken away all the greatness of humanity little by little. So we have Darwin that says he's just another Baal Chaim, a creature. Then we have Mark, and I'm Mark. We have Freud that says he's just a bunch of Yetzirah. This is not Rebellion to say this. So what are we left with? We're an animal with more Yetzirah than all the other animals. The one thing we have is intelligence. That what makes us special. And now, artificial intelligence, but even that we're nothing. The machine is better than us. So I'm a gonist. My body, what am I? You know, you go to the Olympics, the fastest sprinter over there is nowhere near a cheetah or what kind of other animals, an antelope, I think. You know, or the fastest swimmers are even further away from the fish that swim and flying to fly. I don't think that nobody's flying in the Olympics yet. You have birds that can fly 200 miles an hour. It's hard to believe that speed they can attain, but there is tremendous force in the three of us, but we don't have it in our physical side of ourselves. Our mind is a big thing. So this is a part of the danger. If a person starts feeling that even my mind is inferior, nothing left in it. So aside from the fact that our mind is still much more superior than all the machines, but there's something more than that. This is an important thing for us. Our greatness is not a body, and it's not a mind. Our greatness is our neshama. That what makes us something totally in a different realm from the whole three. There's never going to be an artificial neshama. Mm-hmm. They could get intelligence that does everything. They can make this machine eventually. It's going to be so intelligent it's going to be able to suddenly get in the bad mood and just blow itself up. but the neshama is never going to have a relationship or any type of relationship. It will not have. That's something unique and genuine, and that's between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's basically what we're involving ourselves now. In the course of the year, the recognition of where my greatness lies, what makes me special, that the shama that I have, the lufnius that I have, the whole master connection that comes both of sometimes gets a little downplayed. And now's the time to play it up. Now's the time to realize that there's something to be happy with, to be proud of. Like we said today, once we read the Tachofa, no more tzaddik. Tichlo shon b'chilo tzeh, tolo shon b'chilo tzeh. It works like that. When you read the Tachofa, it says, the thing closest to the story is Vavada Hashem Akasa Vesimcha. So the Rebbe, then to get that message, that's the way to go. It's getting past Vavada. So Vavada Hashem Akasa is always going to show this in life. But the important message is to appreciate what we have, how special we are. Another thing, by the way, notice this here, parsha, before it says it's Rechava, it says twice. It says Hayoyim Hazeh Ani Metzavcho. Then it says Hayoyim Hazeh Niyeti La'om. And both times, Rashi says Yeh Ve'Yeh Kachadosh. Two times before we start with all the brachos of the Kovah. And I think that is the secret to everything. If we're just doing the same thing over and over and over again, with the time, the exciting wears off. The simple wears off. It's like a couple that they got married once and then they just, the only thing that really charged them was the chatana after wears off. I said, every day we woke up in the morning is the first day of my life. There was some, which there's some cereal you used to advertise in my life. The first day of the rest of your life. So you guys are too young for this. But anyway, there's something. But that's the end. That's the way to go through life. I open up my eyes in the morning. And that's what Chazal said, love. The birch of the shachar. I open up my eyes in my morning. It's not in the neshama. I have life again. It's something new. Something new. I could talk to Hashem whenever. I was sleeping and now I'm starting all over again. Like a day of Chazal, the Tzidus Yitzhak. In the morning, we wash our hands. We were born from the beginning. And I look around. Oh, Baruch Hashem has a wife, children. Unbelievable. And I have opportunities to miss this. What a wonderful life. That's the way to live a life. And if we do it like that, then it's always the sins behind it. I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. Just because I have yesterday, because I'm going to have it today. Like we said, that famous line, that was near Rosh Hashiva, nothing to single, two fingers, it's out of order. So a multi-billionaire said, that no matter what happens, I cannot lose my money with less than a few years. It's just so much out there. Invested in this, invested in that, and real estate goes, I have stocks goes, I have time, that way. And the Rashi said, you can lose it all in 1 second. It will stay here, if you will go up. That's it. So every morning we get up, I'm still here. It's still here. Yeah, well, yeah. So, that's what he's saying. That the Yetzirah, every generation has its Yetzirah. And the pinnacle of the Yetzirah of any generation is a thing that most takes people away from the relationship to Hashem. When we have the Yetzirah, the pinnacle of the Yetzirah was the Avodah Zarah. That says, leave Hashem's bowl, work with the idols. You get more out of the idols than you get out of Hashem's bowl. He'll wait for you on the side. In every generation, something new comes up. And if you think of it, over the last few hundred years, different movements come and go. Communism. People in those countries look like they're the only ones that took it serious were the Jews. Because the Jews are very idealistic about it. My wife's grandmother used to tell me in Poland that they had a cleaning lady, a Jewish cleaning lady, and they were better off, so they paid her more than the average cleaning lady. Extra money she would split between her friends. Equality, communism. Yeah. The leaders did not believe in that stuff. They just told everybody else to do it. They said, every time there's something new going on, you know, and that's distracting us from ourselves. Connecting us to other things other than a physical. And that's he says, Mitzvah Eliyahu says that Halavush Eliyahu of the Zohar Shel Hayoy who are called Chom Ranut. He said that our generation, this is already a generation ago, the Yetzer of the Zohar was not worshipping the idol, but worshipping all the worldly physical entities. Shekol HaDosh Shekua B'Nehiru Mutzureh HaTavei Gashmi. Everyone's just spending the whole life amassing more Gashmi. Another house, another car, another this, another that. Yeah. And he says, all these things that were said by the Avodah Zarah is, Kadosh HaNikar Bo. These are new things. What, you have to spend your whole life just getting more and more and more and more and more. That's absurd. The Goyisha story about the fisherman. The famous Goyisha fisherman that was fishing his fish. And some American guy comes up to him and says, what are you doing the whole day? I catch a few fish. Are you after? I go home. So there's my family. I hang out with my friends a little bit. He says, I understand. Instead of holding one stick to get fish, get two fish, two sticks. Then you get some extra money, you get extra money. And with my living, you buy some boats. And you have a few people working for you. And then you can have a whole team of boats. You can build yourself up. It's tremendous. So the fisherman asked, 1 second, this sounds like a lot of work, and what am I going to do when time comes to retire? So he says, time comes to retire, you're going to spend some time with your family, and at night you can hang out with your friends. My dear friends, so what do I need this whole headache for? Let me just, I go through all my life like that. Yeah, but that's what it is. People get caught up with get gushing. I think in our generation, the virtual world is the highest level of the Avodah Zarah today. People are so connected to the virtual world, it's just absurd. It's not even gashmius. As Hashem hit us with that, you know. The guy was willing to make his millions and get his yacht and get his private jet and everything else. Okay, at least he's working, doing something physical. And here, every year they come up with another social media and another thing. It just doesn't let you live. And people are so connected to it. And we know that it's designed to affect your brain. That's just can't do that. You want to be a parent for your children, and they come home from school and you just have to wait for you to look at all the messages. And while they're in the middle of talking, you're looking at the messages. These kids are going up like that. You're saying, don't have a parent. It's very frustrating to pick yourself. So anyway, we have to realize that we are something special. There are all kinds of tools out there. Technology has advanced tremendously. The question is, are we becoming servants of technology, which basically we're worshipping them? Or do we use it for what we need to and nothing more? I have a rule to try to tell people and try to tell myself. Even a simple thing like looking at your email. Before you open it up, decide, why am I opening this up? What am I interested in? If you make it clear before you start, then it's a good chance that 90% of the time you get it. You would have wasted your time on it. Okay, I'm not, you know, just because it's in front of me, I'm not going to spend time on it. So what happens is, like a kid who's going to the end of the room and then halfway through the candy suddenly gets diverted to the side. I forgot where it goes. That's the goal. Okay, so anyway, that's what we're working on now. Chodesh Elul, recognizing the fact that the world has a lot of physical, spiritual attractions, enticements all around us. But we have to put them in place and realize that what makes us special is not these things. We're not special in any way by these things. What makes us special is our goodness, if you catch what I can just call. And that is by itself. A good girl should be king, crazy neighbor. Hashem is close to us. Try to use the course of the week. Take something. Maybe the first bracha, Shemoneh Esrei, or any bracha that fits you. Do it slower than usual. Pay attention to every word. Both after Hashem, when you say the after, remind yourself, and speak after directly to you. Hashem is listening to me. I will tell you. My God, our God, also, that is referring to the Hashkoch Mifes, the Hashkoch has in us. And then whatever the topic of the bracha is, to really feel it. This is some special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I said, if you pay attention more to all the gifts that Hashem gives us, so whether if you're acting on a physical level, on a spiritual level, both serving the same purpose of embellishing, strengthening that lofty, wonderful, great feeling of we are special, we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though you do.